Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Carry the hell on.
With guest host, Ben Lyons.
Kendrick Perkins joins the show. Are you afraid to swim in the ocean because of your knowledge now of sharks?
Absolutely not.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Could he be the new voice of those Earth shows instead of David Attenborough?
Right? So good. Yes. Planet Earth narrated by Kendrick Perkins.
Carry the hell on.
Today's guests. Co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast, Quentin Richardson, NFL Network analyst and nine-year NFL veteran, James Jones. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Ben Lyons.
Oh, what's up, everybody? They got it done. They got it done out in Vegas. 94-86. The Knicks get their first win of the year over the Pacers. 32 points from Emmanuel Quickly. TJ signed rookie auto going through the roof. Ben Lyons in for Rich on the Rich Eisen Show. It's not the biggest story in sports today. 22-9 from Obi Toppin, averaging 23 in the summer league.
Champagne popping.
Deuce Obi McBride, Toppin. 14 off the bench, huh? Woo, summer league in full swing.
I don't know if that's how we should start on a Tuesday, but like, hey, it's your world, Ben Lyons.
We're fired up. It's good to be back. These are the 3 hours of the day that you guys let me out of my Kanye cave. You know, I've been living here at the Rich Eisen Show for the past 4 weeks now, just waiting to get the album just right before we release
it to the
world.
What's the name of the album, Ben?
Judy. It's named after my mom.
Okay.
Oh, nice. You know, Judy. And Judy album. We got to get it just right.
Instead of Kanye naming that album Donda, it should be Donde.
Like Donde style, the album, yeah.
What do you think? So I got a new thing to add. You know, we were talking about, like, what is going to happen first, like a Cowboys Super Bowl championship, a Knicks NBA title. Let's add a third one. What happens first, those two things or this album gets released? Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. For a while, I would have said the Donda album, but again, 32 from Emmanuel Quickly out in the Summer League. Historic performance out in Vegas.
So you
from
think
IQ.
This year?
Almost a double-double from Jericho Sims. You love to see it.
Hey, I started pricing homes, by the way, with that Quickly card.
Right. I want you to buy a huge home with a pool. Because your Emmanuel Quickly signed auto is worth $10 billion.
On card auto,
nothing
Brockley.
Would make me happy.
On card. So like a 3 seed for the Knicks this year?
I mean, last year was a 4 seed. You know, there's only one way to go and it's up.
Yeah.
Or so, you could also go down. But
so like what? Heat 1, Bulls 2, Knicks 3. That's the order of the East right now?
Over the past 5 seasons, only 4 players have averaged more than 5 assists and more than 3 made 3-pointers per game. Steph Curry, Dame Lillard, James Harden, and cardiac Kemba Walker. So I want to put that out there. I want to put that out there for you, Brockman, on a Tuesday. Of those 4, Kemba has committed the fewest turnovers.
So my backcourt is now with the Knicks, and my baseball team has lost 10 of 13. Awesome.
Yeah, it's the summer
of Brockman.
It's
been a great couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been great to be here living in the Rich Eisen
Studios. Let's cancel baseball
like
right now.
41 has been a great year.
And then you get to see the Cowboys on Hard Knocks. So the hits just keep coming, huh?
Let's go.
Got Jane Slater checking in. Talk some Cowboys in about 20 minutes or so.
Actually, Jane's got to reschedule.
She canceled?
She's done?
She Hollywooded us?
She's too busy. Like with her, she's going to be on Hard Knocks probably tonight, so she's got, you know, she's doing other things.
All right, so we'll get some football analysis from Quentin Richardson. Quentin Richardson, big fantasy football guy. Find out who the number one pick is in fantasy football, because I have no idea who that is.
Right? I can't believe Jane big timed us, man. I know.
Now, her schedule changed with the network, so NFL Network, so she's...
So what you're saying is Jane Slater put priority... to the NFL Network over the Rich Eisen
show? Well, her actual job that pays her comes first, okay. And then we're a little further down the line. But we'll get Jane on this week to talk Cowboys. Like, look, TJ, we're going to talk to Jane, and we're going to talk Cowboys at some point this week. It's going to happen.
Let's go.
How about them Cowboys?
Speaking of Texas football, you know, I was driving around yesterday, and TJ and I, we love to find the pockets of the universe, little signs in the universe that give us hope, faith, belief,
no
that
doubt.
There's a larger power that connects us all. So I'm driving around yesterday, and I'm thinking about Varsity Blues, because that movie rips.
Random.
Brockman and I were on the golf course the other day. We were talking about it. We're saying, wow, that'd be a great play, Varsity Blues on stage. I don't want your life.
That
was on last night, actually.
Just love Varsity Blues, and I'm thinking about sequels. Should they do a Varsity Blues sequel? Where's Tweeter now?
Prequel,
Coach John Voight, the early years, his 70s offensive schemes ahead of its time in East Texas. You know, the prequel, you focus it on Coach. Do we want to see Lance Harbor and Pee Wee football? Rest in peace to the legend, Paul Walker. Moxie, a sequel where Mox now is coming back to Coach. Tweeter's in town. He's not on the straight and narrow.
There you go.
Maybe that's a show on Peacock. Who knows? Varsity Blues. But I'm thinking about sequels. And, you know, sequels get a bad rap in Hollywood. You think sequel, it's never as good as the original.
Because part twos are usually pretty bad.
Yeah, because you're the one who goes Friday night to go see Dumb and Dumber-er.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. You're the one who goes to see Zoolander 2. There must be more to this story. I can't wait to see the big screen debut of Ben's friend, the fat Jewish. Played himself. Critics said he was unconvincing. I know TJ's buddies with Mila Kunis, but you ever seen American Psycho 2?
No.
Not her finest effort, American Psycho 2.
That's a thing? That got actually...
That's a real movie.
That really got made?
Yes.
It exists, bro.
Patrick Bateman, nowhere to be seen, but he's off returning videotapes, but American Psycho 2.
Listening to Huey Lewis.
So sequels, Caddyshack 2, they never hold up, right?
Oh, Caddyshack 2, terrible.
But TJ's taught me a lot this week because we shared a beautiful rigatoni and pizza the other night at Stella Barra, and I was saying, you know, when I was in Japan in 2013, the Olympics felt like they were so far off.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, wow, it'd be so cool to cover an Olympics. I'd love to cover an Olympics. And I said to TJ, unfortunately, that didn't work out this year. I'm here, you know, having a rigatoni with you in Santa Monica. And he goes, hey, man, you've been on Peacock for 3 weeks during the Olympics. You've been covering the Olympics.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that changed my perspective.
Perspective, Ben.
You're absolutely right. Sometimes the things that we want are right in front of us and we don't even know because we're too caught up in the mundane and the insane. And you taught me that perspective. So you know what? Sequels aren't bad in Hollywood. Sequels are great in Hollywood. Arguably the greatest movie of the last 100 years, The Godfather 2, is a sequel.
Facts.
We joke often about these Fast and Furious movies. Those movies rip. Are you telling me no Fast 2? We don't get the friendship between Paul Walker and Tyrese? We don't get Statham in Fast 6? The Star Wars saga, the Harry Potter films. Die Hard 2 and 3. Those are great movies. Godfather Part 2 is up there for any movie.
Yeah.
Let alone just sequels. So then I get home and I'm thinking, you know what? I'd love to see a sequel in the Super Bowl. Driving around Los Angeles. Los Angeles is going to be home to the Super Bowl in like 4 months. I don't think we realize that yet.
Yeah, it's coming.
I'm driving around thinking about sequels to Varsity Blues. And then all of a sudden, I start thinking about a sequel between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs are rematched. It's like the mega powers explode at WrestleMania to see these two legends go at it one more time.
Oh, yeah, brother. Freak out, yeah.
And then I'm flipping around the TV, and what's on TV on HBO? Varsity Blues.
Hey, life, man.
Are you
weird.
Kidding me?
Are you kidding
Is
me?
Is that not a pocket of the universe
Come
telling
on.
Me
Come
that
on.
The Super Bowl rematch in Los Angeles this year will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs? That's a sign. I'm driving around. I'm thinking about Varsity Blues sequels. I start thinking about sequels for the Super Bowl. I get home. What's on TV? Varsity Blues. Come on. If you can't find the beauty in the universe for moments like that, then what are we doing here? I don't think there's anything you could tell me sitting here in August that would make me think that it's not going to be Chiefs and Bucks.
Ooh, Ben Lyons, you know, I love where your head's at.
Mm-hmm.
I love where your head's at. And as we sit here on August 10th.
I'll say it now. Chiefs and Bucks, let's run it back.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. Well, the last time we had a repeat Super Bowl, Cowboys-Bills, T, TJ, is that correct? I know we played four straight NBA finals.
It's so long ago with the Cowboys. When you start talking Cowboys and Super Bowl, it's just so long ago.
But I think Cowboys-Bills was the last.
I can't remember.
Was the last repeat Super Bowl.
You guys are disrespectful.
And, you know, those games weren't great. Obviously, the Cowboys were a powerhouse back then.
But they were so good.
I think those are the two best teams in the NFL, right? I think they got the two best betting odds to go to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl. And they have... Say what you want. They've got the two most exciting quarterbacks. What Tom Brady is doing at his age is unbelievable, and it's we're never going to see it again. Like, every time he does something, it's first player ever at this age, and he shows no signs of slowing down. He threw 50 touchdowns.
He's messing it up for other sports. We are now we're in the NBA, we're thinking that guys still have stuff in the tank at 35, 36, 37. Because TB12's out there at 94 throwing out touchdown passes. But if you told me today that there was a reason why that it's not going to be Chiefs and Bucks, I would think you're crazy. I don't understand what there could possibly be that would make me think, you know what, it's actually got a chance to be something else. Barring some catastrophic injury, did they just look like well-oiled machines that added the pieces they needed in the offseason to get better? I think it'd be the best thing for fans if that's not your team. You know, I'm a Rams fan, you're a Patriots fan, you like the Cowboys, Del Tufo, Steelers Nation, right?
Steelers?
Rams. What do you root for? You're a Rams guy?
Rams.
Okay, you're a Rams guy.
So, kind of, he's a Rams guy.
So if your team's not going to go to the Super Bowl, if your team's not going to make it, I think this is the best Super Bowl for you. To see the best two quarterbacks, the most exciting, dynamic.
Right.
Regardless, if you think Brady's the best, he's the best storyline going in the sport. This is a rematch. It's happening. Let's buckle up.
Yeah, let's buckle up.
Let's get ready for it. I felt it driving around Los Angeles, thinking about Varsity Blues, about sequels. Then I saw the stadium off in the distance. Like, oh, my God, there's going to be a Super Bowl here in 4 months. Can't get a reservation at Tao now if I tried for Super Bowl weekend. But he says sushi and pad thai.
And you talk about how Tom Brady screwed it up in other sports. He screwed it up in his own sport. Just look what happened with Aaron Rodgers. This whole drama that went on in Green Bay and Los Angeles back and forth this offseason. Russell Wilson suddenly was like talking crap about his line on Dan Patrick and then miraculously threw out, well, I don't want to be traded. But if I was to be traded,
this is where I'd like to go.
Here are the four teams that I would like to go. And then all of a sudden it's kumbaya now with Pete Carroll, even though the Bears made an offer. Like, come on. Like, Tom Brady is just screwing with everyone's head right now because of what he's doing at 44 years old. You saw him in Canton this weekend hanging out with Peyton Manning's, like, family. Tom Brady looks younger than everybody there. Like, he looks younger than Calvin Johnson. Who saw this great tweet? Did you see this great tweet?
No.
Calvin Johnson was a freshman at Georgia Tech in 2004, right after Brady won his third Super Bowl. Calvin Johnson played his rest of his college career, got drafted into the NFL, played his entire career, waited the five-year waiting period to make the Hall of Fame, and is now in the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady still playing in the NFL.
That is so stupid.
That's stupid. That makes me feel bad just for everyone and for Calvin Johnson, for myself, for where I was in my life at 2004 to compare to where I am now, living in the bowels of the Rich Eisen Show studios. That's insane.
Insane.
Wow.
It's insane. So, yeah, I'm totally with you. If it's Chiefs, Bucks again, I am 100% on board, and I'll be at the game because it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a 9-iron down the street. Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, it's happening. There's a little pocket in the universe yesterday that told me. Hey, be sure to stream the new Peacock original series, Heart to Heart, where host Kevin Hart sits down with today's biggest celebrities for unfiltered conversations. New episodes premiering every week. Just go to PeacockTV.com. to sign up now. No Jane Slater next. We'll have her later on in the week, but we are going to talk about what TJ wants from Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks makes its premiere debut tonight, premiere episode on HBO. So we'll check in with our resident Cowboys fan, TJ Jefferson, for the four must-haves from Hard Knocks this season. We'll get into the Cowboys next. It's Ben Lyons in for Rich. Quentin Richardson in about 40 minutes on The Rich Eisen Show.
Cue. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least
The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Back to the show. Ben Lyons in for Rich. This is the Rich Eisen Show. As always, you can be a part of the show. Just hit us up across social media at Rich Eisen Show. I'm over at I Am Ben Lyons, where you can find out things like the Knicks re-signing Deuce McBride to a three-year contract. The second year of the deal will pay him $1.8 million. That was Jerry Jones. I love the archives here. I didn't know he was born right down the road.
Yeah.
A seven iron from the studios here. The pride of Inglewood, Jerry Jones. City of Champions. That's what it's called, the City of Champions.
It is. It's on the sign.
Right.
When you roll into Inglewood on Fairfax Boulevard.
Jerry Jones.
Fairfax Street.
You think there's a Super Bowl championship in Jerry's future this year, Brockman?
This year? No, I think the Bucks repeat. I think Dak Prescott is good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think they have really good skill players around him. That line is getting a little old, TJ. Injuries are catching up to them. Defense has improved. I think they do win another Super Bowl while Jerry's still with us. I just don't think it's this year.
You're hoping for that, maybe, the football fan in you. But there's no train of logic that would ever take you to that station. It's been so long.
No, it's been a long time. It's been a long time, but I do think, like I said, I do think Dak is good enough to lead that team to a Super Bowl. I think he is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He can be. I just don't think it's this year.
Dak's one of the main reasons I'm excited for this season of Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks used to be a novelty to have cameras in the locker room in places that traditionally football fans hadn't seen cameras placed before. But now, 20 seasons in, plus the fact that every player and coach on that team has a camera in their pocket and posts stuff on social media, we're now given access to far more things than we originally were able to see as fans. However, there are storylines that, when told through the Hard Knocks lens, can be quite captivating. And Dak Prescott's rehab, his shoulder, his status with the team, I think, is one of the more interesting storylines of this year's Hard Knocks. But TJ, did it make your list of Hard Knocks storylines that you want to see? What are we calling this top four list of yours?
I think it's just the top four things that I'm looking forward to seeing on Hard Knocks.
That rolls off the tongue nicely. That's very sponsorable, right on the marquee.
Yeah, normally
TJ's top four things that he wants to see on Hard Knocks.
We would do a four down segment with Rich, but this is like, Hard Knocks 4 with TJ. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, number one, obviously, and you just took the first one, it's Dak Prescott. Like, the man signed a huge contract over the offseason. And so I never want to count someone else's money in their pocket, but obviously the whole world's going to be tuning in. Everyone's going to have an opinion on someone who gets paid that much money, right?
So, do you think Dak will be at camp, or they'll have him off on like a satellite, you know, hit like he was for the Hall of Fame?
Nah,
he'll just be clapping somewhere else, so he'll be there with the team.
He's there with the team, okay. And obviously the thing we want to know is that gruesome ankle injury last season, right? How does he come back from that? It's a mental thing. I remember I dislocated my kneecap once years ago, and the biggest hurdle I had was just being confident enough to walk down steps, just putting weight on my legs. So I can't imagine what goes through your mind when you have that much humanity running around you, around your ankle. It's got to play with your mind. So we got to see how Dak is going to react to that. And also, what's up with his shoulder? Is it the shoulder? Is it under the shoulder? Can he throw? Will he throw? I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. That's my number one thing. What do you guys have to say about that?
I for our audience that's watching on Peacock, I just really love that hat that Dak was wearing with the string on the bill. Never seen that before. I think the selection of hats that you're able to have at your disposal as a quarterback when you're sitting on the side says a lot about you. 60th anniversary of the Cowboys there, number six. I like that hat. I think Dak's a big question mark, and that's why I said that's the most interesting storyline for me this season because of all the ailments you just mentioned. The ankle, the shoulder, haven't seen him healthy for a long time. He's got the weapons. He's got the defense. It's go time if he can just maintain his health. That's the big question mark for me.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is not the unquestioned face of the Dallas Cowboys, but when you talk about from the player perspective, it's Dak Prescott. He's the guy. He's your best-selling jersey. He's the franchise quarterback. He's
should got be the best quarterback in the division.
He should be the best quarterback in the division. However, when your foot snaps in half and on national television, that's a tough thing to come back from, not just physically but mentally. So Dak needs to be out there. He needs to get hit. But if your shoulder is sore and you don't know what's wrong with it structurally, that's a huge issue. So I'm curious to see how they address that on Hard Knocks tonight. And how the series covers it through the months of August, because I don't know if Dak's really going to play in the preseason.
Or how much he's willing to show them or to share in that rehab process or in that injury process, if he is playing his cards close to the chest, or is he really being an open book and letting the audience in? We'll find out.
So looking forward to that. Now, the second thing I'm looking forward to, as you know, I come from central Pennsylvania, and you guys always give me crap about liking more than one college football team.
Absolutely.
There's 130 D1 teams, folks, so I don't think it's weird that I might root for more than one. But as we all know, Penn State, they're my first love. And so when I think Penn State, I got to think Micah Parsons, number 12 pick in the draft. How is this rookie adapting to the NFL? He looked pretty good against the Steelers in the first game, but you can't really take anything from that Hall of Fame game other than we would just happen to have football back. From everything that I've heard, though, this guy
sources?
Is the
you got
truth.
Sources on the ground?
Yeah, you look, man, I don't like to throw my
sources on the
around.
Ground canceled on being on our show today.
Well, you know, and we'll talk about that later. But yeah, I'm hearing great things about Micah Parsons. The dude's a stud, and I'm hoping that he lives up to expectations. That is the story, or a story, that I'm really looking forward to learning more about as Hard Knocks happens.
I think rookies on Hard Knocks just in general are a great storyline. To see the ones who are high profile like Michael, or the ones who are kind of under the radar who are just trying to make a team, just trying to get a job, just trying to keep their dream of playing pro football alive. It's the first time you're seeing them away from college, out on their own, as air quotes, adults. It is strange as you get older to start watching these kinds of shows, and the rookies keep getting younger and younger, and they look like kids out there.
I also think a part of this Micah Parsons storyline, guys, he opted out last year. He didn't play college football last year because of COVID and everything, and he wanted to prepare himself for the NFL. So this is the first time he's out on the field in 18 months, first time he's hitting guys, first time he's doing drills and whatnot. So I'm curious what he looks like there. By all accounts, he is going to be a monster, especially with Sean Lee is no longer there, right? So he's filling a big spot there in that Cowboys D, so I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now, Hard Knocks, we all love Hard Knocks. We're all big fans. And one of the best things about Hard Knocks is third down, yes. Every year we get introduced to a fringe player, right? This is a person who we don't know if this person's going to make the team or not, but throughout the course of the show, they really hype them up, and you start to learn stuff about them. You know, we got some guys like the net, some guys like the fish, some guys play with crystals. You know, what are we going to find? What special talents of a fringe player on the Cowboys are we going to find? And what player are we going to fall absolutely in love with throughout the course of this series, only to have our hearts smashed and realize at the last episode,
when they come
this
knocking
guy,
on the door looking for a playbook.
Yes, yeah, the playbook gets turned in, and we sit there and go, I can't believe it. So that's one. That's the third thing I'm looking forward to. Who am I going to fall in love with and ultimately get my heart broken when he gets shown the door? That's just something that happens.
What type of compassion is Mike McCarthy going to have for that kid? Yes. You know, is he going to be like, well, you know, we love you. You put in a good word for you. You really fought hard. Okay. Like,
excited for the next opportunity you have in front of you.
Like, that's always such an uncomfortable conversation.
Give me your playbook on the way down
I-80. Because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
And they set it up. You're going to fall in love with this kid. Yep. He's got a crappy minivan. Like, he's FaceTiming his mom. He might have a young kid or two. Yep. And then, all right, well, we love assigning to the practice squad. And the Turk comes knocking for everybody at some point.
I like seeing the alternative training methods that different fringe guys take on. You mentioned the crystal work. As you know, my wife has a shoe line of crystals and works in meditation. So alternative healing, alternative breathing techniques. These are the things I'm aware of and interested in. And I think when pro athletes look to find that edge or that other thing that helps them unlock their superpower, oftentimes it's in alternative medicine and healing and breath work and meditation. So I hope some guys let us into that part of the process. Not a big meditation crew here at the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, not really. Not really. On the Wim Hof method, I see. Okay.
And I don't want to step on Del Tufo, so I'll let him.
My man Wim Hof, and it'll change your life, bro.
I'll let Del Tufo hit this, and then I'll talk.
Fourth down.
Yes.
Thank you, DJ.
Fourth down, Uncle Jerry. Let's be honest. That's the reason that we're here, baby. Uncle Jerry. Now, Jerry on this show once said that he prayed to the Lord above and said, if you let me win a Super Bowl, I'll never ask you for anything. And then he got that. And then,
together.
And then 20 years, 25 years go by, and he prayed to the guy below, the devil. He said, I'll do anything you want just to get me another Super Bowl. So that's what I'm looking forward to see. Is Jerry really about to do anything? Is he going to hand off some GM duties? Like, what are the things he's going to do to assure that he gets to hold that Lombardi trophy one more time?
Jerry's it would be great to have a live look in at Jerry just walking that line between doing anything known to mankind
and not handing over GM duties.
A Super Bowl. So we cut on Hard Knocks live to Jerry Jones with a shotgun and a ski mask outside of 7-Eleven.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
He's on the phone.
He's like, I really want the Super Bowl. I know this isn't right. And it's Jerry's internal struggle.
Jerry ski mask ways with the ransom
armed robbery.
He's on the phone with Saul Goodman. Like, let's make it happen, man.
Yeah. Takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
So Uncle Jerry, man, he's always the story. And people love to say Dallas isn't relevant because we haven't won. Most valuable franchise. Let me say that one more time because I stuttered. Most valuable franchise in all of sports America. Don't get it twisted. We might not win Super Bowls, but guess what? We live rent-free in your dome.
And like I said,
we live rent-free in your head.
And when you think about, like, who's the face of the Buccaneers? It's Tom Brady right now. Who's the face of the Patriots? It's Bill Belichick. But who's the face of the Cowboys? It's not a player. It's Jerry Jones. He's the face of the Dallas Cowboys. And, like, you know, great for a soundbite. We have fun with our Jerry Jones bites from over the years. I'm excited for this as well. Also, just some other things looking forward to on Hard Knocks. Always, like, the day off. What a guy's doing their off day.
Yes, Chris. Yep. Yeah.
Like, is it
athletes as civilians is one of my favorite things. Yeah.
Like, dudes at the grocery store wearing all their team-issued gear and slides trying to figure out the price of milk. Like, like, do they go bowling? That's always fun when they do the bowling.
I like when they're assigned sort of menial household tasks, like building a crib.
Yeah,
it's like a giant lineman. And he's struggling with the instructions.
I can't figure this out.
Hammer a crib together.
That's also, I'm looking forward to just hearing Liev Schreiber's voice again.
Yes.
Like, I just miss that.
Yes.
You know, and I'm excited. I can't wait. Hard Knocks.
The sprinkler, Brockman. The sprinkler. Del Tufo said he wasn't going to give us the sound, but I hear it.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Please don't find us.
Which Cowboys player is going to pull the J.J. Watt and say, hey, I just happened to be working out at 4 in the morning on a beautifully lit field. I had no idea these cameras were here filming me in slow motion.
Judging by the
fact... What a coincidence. This is documentary filmmaking, right? This is real life.
Judging by the...
Who put that on the Cowboys?
This man was man enough to stand up to Aaron Donald and wrestle him to the ground. I think it might be called Connor Williams, because he better be in the weight room, because if you're going to be man enough to stand up to number 99 and throw him down, you better be a little brolic, and you better be hitting those weights. And I think maybe might be Connor Williams.
Boy, you know it's the end of summer when you get Connor Williams doing offensive line tackles, tackling drills, and pancake blocks in slow motion, phantom cam with the sunset.
Oh, it's a beautiful
thing. It's lovely Oxnard. Huh?
Oxnard in the summer, folks, Oxnard. If you've never
and
been.
This is
amazing.
Official kickoff, right, to the football season. I know we had the Hall of Fame game and the Hall of Fame weekend last weekend, and that kind of gets things going. But
no, don't you need some Jonas Brothers involved to kick off the NFL season or something, or some big concert? Shakira? Don't you need like Shakira?
It's not
to do
really
it?
Football season, though, until Hard Knocks.
That's
though.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the signs of the end of summer. Hard Knocks is here. I watched a little League Baseball last night. That means it's the end
of summer.
Oh, yeah, the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
Starting to get going. Back to school ads. And, linemen working out at sunset in slow motion.
I mean, that J.J. Watt season, like, hey, I'm going to go one-hand catch passes from the jugs machine, even though I'm a defensive end. Can you just
guy loves to compete
an hour after practice? Can you just record this in super slow mo phantom?
That's got to be funny too for the guys who have now seen that and are saying, "Hey, come with me as I go work out," or "Hey, I'm about to go do this pool workout. You guys want to come with me?" And the camera guys are like, "I don't think it's going to make final cut. We're not even rolling. We're just
by the way, big
to
props to the NFL Films guys.
Yeah,
do that.
Absolutely.
Because I'm friends with a lot of the guys, and they work there."
What's incredible is the turnaround.
Off,
big props to the editors.
They
the fact
like
that they turn them around
it's
in 48 hours,
yeah.
cut them together.
Well, was it last year or 2 years ago with all the Raiders stuff that was going on and Antonio Brown? Like, they were literally, stuff would happen Tuesday morning and it would be in the episode Tuesday night because Antonio Brown was just out of his mind.
Got some breaking news. Ben Lyons in for Rich on the Rich Eisen Show. Breaking news. Ooh. About Brockman's basketball team.
Oh.
They've found the two guard of the future. Let's get a live look at Brockman as he Googles this. I'd like you to pull it up on your computer and see who the Celtics signed to play shooting guard for them.
Is it Schroeder?
Let's get a live look at Brockman as we find out who the Boston Celtics have signed.
Is it Dennis Schroeder? 1 year, $5-6 million? Totally fine. He's going to play point guard for one season.
21 health code violations for the DS-17 lounge, okay? This is a hookah lounge in Atlanta that Dennis Schroeder owned and operated. 21 health code violations. Shut it down. No more brunch for Schroeder in Atlanta.
How about Schroeder turns down 4 years, $84 million from the Lakers to get a 1 year, $5.9 million from Boston?
That is, like, I'm sorry. At that point, you must, right? And I'm not for anyone losing their job during the pandemic. You must fire your representation.
It's a really healthy situation for the Celtics. You'll get Schroeder on a 1 year deal trying to prove himself. He'll really buy into the system in Boston.
I'm shooting 20 times a game.
Right? Like, Tatum is just standing in the corner, like, dog, hit me. Yo, I'm open.
And mind you, people, Ben Lyons and I, we're not laughing as TV show hosts, or we're laughing as
laughing.
Sixers and Knicks fans at the Celtics.
So. I'm also seeing on Overtime's Twitter account Dennis Schroeder on a skateboard. I don't know if that's actually a real thing or not.
Oh, no, I'm seeing this too.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah, he's doing kickflips like he's Naja Houston. Like, I mean, what is happening?
It's like he's Lupe Fiasco out there.
Kick, push, skateboarding, two guards.
He's the point guard. He's supposed to play the one. Like, what is going on? I mean, you made fun of me for, like, asking Kendrick Perkins yesterday an actual basketball question, but I'm really panicking right now. Like, this is our option in free agency. The Red Sox have lost 10 of 13. Like, we're now tied for the wild card lead. We had a 6-game division lead not too long ago. Like, what is happening?
And now you got Dennis Schroeder competing for the X Games, which is pretty sweet.
I mean, look, skateboarding, as we saw in Tokyo, big-time Olympic sport, very popular. Maybe he's going to make a run.
Who's representing Germany in skateboarding if it's not Dennis Schroeder?
Exactly.
That would be an incredible story, huh? If Dennis Schroeder made the Olympics for skateboarding?
Can he compete in basketball and Olympics and skateboarding in the Olympics?
Did Dennis Schroeder just invent a new Olympic sport? Skateboard basketball? Oh, my gosh. Dennis Schroeder.
I hate you, Ben Lyons.
Look up DS-17 Lounge. Look up what happened in Atlanta.
Not doing that.
Hey, Luka got a bag,
man.
Your favorite player, Luka, got $200 million. We're going to break down the big contract,
$207 million.
What that means for the future of the NBA. Plus, we got one half of the Knuckleheads, Quentin Richardson, joining the pod. He has a new episode that drops today with Chris Mullin, original Dream Teamer, the pride of Zavarian High School in Brooklyn. So excited for that. Quentin Richardson in about 20 minutes. It's Ben Lyons here on a Tuesday on the Rich Eisen Show. Dennis Schroeder's a Celtic.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Welcome back to the show. Ben Lyons in for Rich. Thursday night, WNBA Commissioner's Cup, live on Amazon Prime, Connecticut Sun, Seattle Storm. We had Terry Jackson on yesterday, executive director of the WNBPA, talk about how the women are coming home from Tokyo and kicking off the second half of the WNBA season. Seattle Storm, of course, Stewie, the cheat code. She's just different. We're going to have a little bit later on a list of athletes that are just different. Cheat codes, they're great, but it's a different kind of great. It's different. They're over here. Everybody's over here. They're over there. Luka, one of those athletes. Luka Doncic, who just signed for $207
million.
Now, he's able to sign that extension for 207 as opposed to 170-something because there's certain qualifiers. Make an all-NBA team, be an MVP, defensive player of the year. We know that's not for Luka, but he got two all-NBA selections in his first, you know, three seasons in the league. So now that makes him eligible for the $207 million extension. And he's just different. The numbers are ridiculous. It's an eye test thing that I think has everybody confused, because when you look at him,
right,
he looks like me.
He just looks
like a white plop.
He's
like,
just tall.
Crazy.
Yeah. No muscle tone. He doesn't have a six pack.
See him in person, he's bigger. He's taller. But he's just another guy. You don't look at him and go, "Wow, that is a world class professional athlete."
Like, he's a villain in the Bourne movies.
It looks like Philip Seymour Hoffman in Mission Impossible 3.
Or Philip Seymour Hoffman in a Ben Stiller movie.
Along Came Polly.
Rain Man!
It's a great pickup basketball scene.
He's he's tall, he's 6'7", but like, if you look at a photo of him, he doesn't have ripped biceps and shoulders, no abs, no nothing.
He's joking last week saying the Luka 77 diet is just beige food and cigarettes. That's his version of TB12. But what I think is amazing.
Unfiltered.
What is amazing is that people don't understand, you know, Mark Cuban, Jason Kidd, Mavericks executives, they went to Slovenia and they presented this contract to Luka and he signed the deal. And people are thinking, why would they do that? Why would they fly all over? Name me one other business where you would invest $200 million into your future and you would not go and see that through.
Right.
What other business in the world? You know, we're going to buy this office building downtown Dallas. We're going to transform the district. It's going to have retail and living. Here's a check for $207. 5 years from now, I'm going to come down and visit my building.
Right.
No, you're going to go see that investment through. So The fact they got on the plane, they went over there, I don't think it's that big a deal. I would think it would be weirder if they didn't.
Just well, also being
cutting checks for $200 million and throwing them halfway around the world and just going about listening to Del Tufo's Shark Tank pitches. Like, it's just a weird life for Mark Cuban.
Well, plus, guys, I'm sure the Mavs remember the DeAndre Jordan situation where Blake Griffin put the chair on the door so no one could get in. So maybe the Cuban's
emoji,
like,
you mean the emoji battle of the summer of 15 or whatever again, that was?
So.
Paul Pierce. I think Paul Pierce, if memory serves, didn't actually use the emojis. He took a screen grab of emojis and used that. Paul Pearson technology, as we know,
not great.
Not always a perfect marriage.
Not always a good marriage.
Is my IG live on? What?
I mean, I would say this is a bargain for Luka, right? $207 million?
Well, you just get it off the table and you get the conversation. I mean, you know, moving now towards who are they going to surround him with? Who's he going to play with?
Well, you know, they re-signed my buddy Boban. So there's one guy he's going to play with.
Told you, one of the most memorable nights I ever had was here in Los Angeles at Staples Center, Serbian Appreciation Night. They scheduled it a little bit later in the season after the Clippers acquired Boban Marjanovic and Milos Teodosic. And it happened to be on the same night as Japanese Appreciation Night. So two cultures being celebrated at Staples Center, a night when they played the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis. So you had Greek fans there.
Yeah.
You had the Greek fans, Japanese fans, Serbian fans. I dressed up like a hot dog. It was a very special night at Staples. But I don't think Boban's going to get it done. I know he's already thinking about John Wick 4. I saw him cover a surfing competition once for the Players Tribune. I don't know if Boban's going to be the ticket to get Luka over the hump in Dallas.
No, it's kind of the same thing like LeBron, right? He needs shooters around him. This guy's such a dynamic playmaker. He can get his shot anytime he wants, but he also can set everyone else up, you know, better than most in the NBA. So he needs guys who can put the ball in the bucket. They kept Tim Hardaway Jr. I think that was kind of a big signing. He had himself a nice season shooting from outside. But they need more. They need more of those types of guys.
Is Luka the type of player that other players around the league who are in a tough situation, they might say to themselves, you know what, I want to go and play with that guy? What kind of guy do you have to be to see Luka doing his thing in Dallas and say, hey, I want to go and be a part of that?
Does he need to win an MVP first?
I don't think he's going to have tremendous team success for the next 2 years. As long as they got the unicorn and Porzingis there, I don't think it's going to work out. You can't count on him during the playoffs. Missed 100 games his time in New York. First 4 years, played one game in the month of April. You got to be available and reliable to run alongside Luka. To Luka's credit, you know, he's been rather healthy for the most part of these 3 years. He's played, had a couple little things here and there, but nothing catastrophic. And if I'm a Bradley Beal, do I say I want to run alongside Luka in Dallas? Yeah.
That would be pretty fun, right?
That's a shooter that would pair nicely with Luka.
It's a guy who can get his own bucket.
He's on the clock, though. Dallas is on the clock now to surround him with pieces. Tim Hardaway Jr. is a nice piece, but he's not Chris Middleton. He's a notch below. I often say if you made $18 million in any industry, if you were a real estate agent and you made $18 million a year, you'd be the toast of the real estate business. You'd be on the cover of real estate magazines. You'd be speaking at a convention center filled with real estate agents.
I'd be on $1 million listing instead of Josh Altman.
You'd be the guy. In the NBA, you're Tim Hardaway Jr. Just Tim Hardaway Jr. He's fine. He's a fine player.
Fine player.
Once a Nick, always a Nick. I like to bet on the sons of NBA players.
He can get you 25 and if you need it, but he's more of an 18 a night guy. Good shooter, three-pointers.
So it's a huge deal for the Mavericks. All in on Luka. All in on Jason Kidd. It's a great, great combination right there in theory. And we'll see. Who's the next player up on the clock now for the extension? Trae Young signed his.
Yeah, Trae Young signed his.
Donovan signed his. Booker signed his.
Well, it's Zion and John Morant. Like, it's the two superstars from the class of 19, and that's Ja and Zion.
So after this season, they'll be on the clock for their extensions. Yeah. Now, no rookie has ever passed on this extension. This is the one that De'Aaron Fox signed for $177, but he hadn't made all NBA teams. Luka has, so he gets $207. And it's also a reminder that the all NBA system is a little flawed.
Yeah.
If you make an all NBA team in your first 3 years, that means you're eligible to make more money in your rookie extension. So your family, it shouldn't come down to if your family gets to have a second house with a pool or not, if Ramona Shelburne thinks you're good at basketball. I love Ramona. That's a lot of power for these voters. I love Ramona.
If Mark Stein gives you one extra All-NBA third team
vote. Mark Stein just didn't
vote.
Stay up late enough to watch those West Coast games, didn't catch enough of the Portland Trailblazers. Doesn't know if Damian Lillard's really third team or not. That determines if he gets $40 million. It seems like a flawed system on some level.
Or somebody, you know, forgets about you and leaves you off their team.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Julius Randle did play every single game. Oh, yeah, he was awesome. Yeah,
he shouldn't have been first team. I don't
know. He should have been first team.
Penn Lions, separate
why
objectivity from your Knicks fandom.
They do it by position. There were no other forwards who were healthy enough to be have a full body of work. Kawhi played 12 games or whatever.
Yeah, but in those 12 games, he was still better.
Now, this I have a question for you about this photograph of Kawhi and his buddies out at Summer League.
Yes.
Did you see this photo of the Clippers out at Summer League?
They sent it to me.
So you got Luke Kennard,
I got it
Paul
texted
George,
me, man.
Kawhi, Reggie Jackson or Bobby Shmurda, we're not sure, and Terrence Mann.
About a week ago.
Out there at Vegas Summer League. We got to talk about Kawhi's footwear. No, seriously.
I mean,
Kawhi Leonard, I don't think that New Balance did a collaboration with Teva.
I have something like that for when I'm on the boat.
They're not Crocs. They do
it's
look
kind
nautical.
Of a morph. Yeah, that's definitely like a boat.
Yeah, I definitely zoomed in on those yesterday.
But it's New Balance. So like what? It's something new that probably hasn't even come out yet.
We're not going to see those for a few months.
I'm not even looking at this for a fashion thing because
his functionality.
I'm just thinking about his health. This is a man who can't sit on the bench with his team. He can't physically sit on the bench. He has to sit in a skybox. And now 2 weeks later, he's out in Vegas with socks and sandals and Tevas. He's going to a Dave Matthews show.
Well, I got to be honest with you guys. The first thing I looked at when they sent me that picture, because you know,
Paul George's Travis Scott.
Well, that was the second thing. The first thing I zoomed in on was the scar on Kawhi's right knee. I was just like, okay, yeah, there's a scar. He did have surgery.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure. And, you know, but honestly, like you said, during the playoffs, he was up in the box. I was really happy to see Kawhi here at his summer league game.
Is he going for a sunset hike afterwards?
Stop, guys. Let's hit it properly with a what are those?
Those look comfortable.
Those look slightly above the toe shoes.
That's what
you know, with all
say,
your toes
that's what
exposed.
People say when you ask them about Crocs, they go, "Yeah, but they're comfortable."
Well, it's like those finger shoes. What were they called?
The toe sandals or whatever.
I loved wearing those things, but you looked like a kind of looked like an,
also more importantly, like
great.
Luke Kennard got the invite there. I mean, like one of these things is not like
$60 million contract.
It's not like the other. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like
he is Caucasian and the others are brothers. Yes, that is true. That's the difference. But they're all a team, Chris. Let's not try to divide.
Well, Kawhi already established that there is division.
No, there's just a hierarchy.
Do you think when Luke got the text, like, "Yo, Van Nuys, 30 minutes,
right.
Vegas," like? Did he already have the bag packed? Like he was hoping to get the call and he was being prepared.
He's like, "Oh, I just postmated this poke bowl."
Right. Was he like scrambling?
I wonder if this tuna will hold on the flight. Luke Kennard running down the tarmac.
Like, wait, no, I made it, guys. I mean, the Uber was late.
They called look. Patrick Beverly. Boop, boop, boop. This number's been disconnected. Kawhi out in Vegas.
I love it, man. I'm like I said.
You love hear somebody, it?
He can sit on the bench in Vegas. He can't sit on the bench in the playoffs?
Well, Ben, like I said, the first thing I looked for was the surgery. So he had the surgery. Maybe he was up in the box for it. Look, I'm not a doctor, and I'm sure the team approved it. So I have no real thoughts about him sitting up there. He did finish the series on the bench.
TJ, I would rather wear the broken shoes you wore to work today than whatever those monstrosities are on his
feet.
Why
would you bring that up?
The fact that your shoes fell apart, I would rather have those on my feet than the Tevas that Kawhi Leonard was seen wearing.
I thought we were going to save this for Q Wooden Richardson. Maybe he can help me.
Well, Q Rich is a real sneakerhead. Yeah, Q Rich was signed by Michael Jordan himself.
Yeah, so maybe Q
you know
can help me out.
You know the story about how Q Rich and Darius Miles became Jordan brand athletes?
I believe he told us, but
it was the era of and one.
Right.
So and ones were popping.
Very popular.
And they had just been drafted by the Clippers. So it's that weird period where, you know, you're not getting your game checks and you're kind of in this weird middle ground as an NBA rookie. So they got hired to do a basketball camp up in Santa Barbara. And this is the summer of 2000, 2001. and they're playing pickup and they're wearing N1s, and Michael Jordan comes up to them and is like, what is that garbage on your feet? You're wearing trash. Like, what are you doing? Oh, you guys are going to be Jordan brand guys now. And next thing you know, the agent gets a call, calls Quentin. He's like, what did you say to Michael? You just got to deal with Jordan brand. And he's been a Jordan brand athlete ever since. 20 wow. years later.
That's dope.
From the Wild Hundreds in Chicago. Amazing. Grew up on WGM watching Michael. And now he's a Jordan brand athlete. And we're going to hear his comments on those Kawhi Leonard Tevas and TJ's Jordans falling apart next.
Help me, Q.
Quentin Richardson, one half of the Knuckleheads, joins the show. It's Ben Lyons on a Tuesday. It's the Rich Eisen Show.